y'all doing out there listening to land? Thank you for joining me again. This is your brother Reese. Venia. A little bit more of Reese's Pieces here. Intelligence to bring the peace. Because problems are solved with intelligence. And then when they get solved, you feel more peaceful, don't you? That monkey's off my back. That strain is gone, right? Now I can think about something else or something I enjoy or making my situation that much better. But, talk about if you are not universally connected and therefore you are unprepared, unrepented, and unchanged in situations in your life. That will bring a problem because there will come times as you live out your life where, as they say, those windows of opportunity are open. That time of transition is there for you, much less ascension. Because these are the two things that we'll always be gunning for, transition to do better and for the better. And then, of course, obviously, ascension. And I want to straighten out a couple of things. I'm going to talk about ascension first and then repeat and go to transition and repeat some of the things about ascension. But again, in ascension, you know, some of the things like in the Bible I use. One thing it says in the book of Revelation at the end times, it says a war was waged in heaven. And I don't know if some people will be nuts about this or not, but it doesn't say a civil rights movement. It said a war. And it said the Lamb waged war. The Lamb, of course, was Christ. He waged war. So he didn't wage love and nonviolence. He waged war. That means at that time, your time is up. Whoever didn't grow to the level that they're supposed to be to get to that heaven, right, is not going to be permitted. They're going to kick out the devil and anybody else, you know, whose names was not recorded in that book of life. That means anybody else who's not ready, they're not going to get there. That means there's going to be no more excusing, forgiving, cheek turning. You know, that's going to be it. And just like that's true for ascension, which of course is the ultimate, but that's also true for your chances and stages of transition down here. Transition meaning your window of opportunity to do for the better. When do you do better in anything? It's when you prepare. It's when you prepare. It's like if you want to do something as simple as have an outing or take a trip. Isn't it better if you prepare? These days, you can look right on your phone at the weather thing. Oh, no, we can't do it this weekend. It's going to rain or it's going to be too cold or it's better than being out there and you want to barbecue or do whatever you want to do when it's raining, right? So whenever you prepared means you're alert, you're ready. You've been standing on top of that situation, right? You've been studying and analyzing. You see what'll work, what don't, what's good, what's not, right? And the same that it has to be in life. If you're gonna transition, you have to want to learn. Knowledge is power. If knowledge is power, what's the lack of it? Without vision, people perish. Because without vision, that's rooted in truth and correction. Where's the room for growth? Where's the room for that vision of advanced growth? Now, that vision comes automatically. When you've tweaked and corrected and you can see everything for what it is and you can see what the next step should be, you have that vision. But if you're not up on your game, if you're not up on the intelligence, the analysis, right, then, you know, you're going to miss your window of opportunity, even if it's put right in your face. Okay. Again, the reason why I bring these type of messages, there's a lot of our people that believe all you got to do is love. And then with love, well, then all you got to do is hope. That's not where you put your energy in. You putting your energy outside of yourself. And then you start putting your energy into entities, whether political, religious, or whatever, who advance themselves instead of you. We all know that one of the games, I'm not going to say all of the churches, You got to understand, after Sunday and that collection plate's passed around, let's say, you just give a rough estimate, if it's 100 people in that church and everybody's given an average of, let's just say, $20, right? So 100 people, $20, it's like $2,000, right? Okay, well, this guy's just gotten paid. He's telling you, though, to go and hope and wish and pray, but he just got paid. He just got delivered to, right? This is why people bring up investments, what things are going to pay you. You know, and a lot of people go into real estate or rent because there's so much money involved and they're going to get paid right then. If somebody moves in to a place you're renting, they have to pay. If you have a house for sale, somebody's got to pay. You're getting paid. And you're looking at past tense here. When you go back to, getting back to the church example, that guy just got paid. You just gave him money, didn't you? You got paid. You go to the grocery stores, they just got paid. Somebody's telling you to go and hope, right? And nobody's paying you. And not only nobody paid you, you just gave away some money. Whether it's to the store, whether it's to some religious leader, and you got a lot of people give money away to some of the politicians. But then one thing that's got to be understood about politicians, money that's given to them under the table, right? You know, you got people that will try to buy a candidate. So when he gets in office, he does what those people do, not necessarily what's right for all. You know, we know there's a lot of that going on, right? Because he just got paid. He's going to pay them back, right? So it's up to us to be aware of these things so that we can take advantage, right? So we can use our money, for example, and then put our own people in office, right? That way you don't have to hope. You have somebody that's doing, right? Because you put them in there. Instead of waiting for somebody who knows nothing about you and but they're giving you promises or whatever, you got to remember they have a family. Then they got whoever's paying them off. And whether you like it or not, it's not going to be this seeing no color, fair, loving everybody thing. No, this guy's just dedicated to his family and whoever else is paying them off. So you're second to last or maybe not even on the list. Okay? So you have to know these things. That way, when you connect it with truth, and nobody's going to love yourself more than you. Nobody's going to love your divine purpose more than the Creator himself and you, right? Then you can see through this. Then you can do the things, right, that make you advance. Because when you connect it with truth, you see a situation for what it is. You see what's going on. Now you connect it to your window of opportunity and transition. But you have to stay on top of this. If you're not thinking, which means you got no clarity of the situation and you're just talking about love, then you cannot advance. How are you going to advance, right? Then when you talk about a sin, it's not just about waiting until you die to go to heaven, but it's about making your situation better down here and then teaching the youth to do the same. So, for example, again, if we that $400 billion a month that we give away, let's just say we had that in our pockets. What happens when somebody hits the lottery or, you know, their paycheck is a little bigger than what they thought it was? They don't talk about love and hope. They start talking about what they're going to do, right? Is that facts or not? So you start talking about what you can do. Now, if we had that money every month in our pockets, right, we could definitely do what's best for ourselves by, you know, getting the best of us, right, to come up with some ideas and then the majority agree with that. And then everybody else just get to work doing it. That way we'll be bringing back money to ourselves. We'll be advancing for ourselves, right? And we will attain the freedom. You know, it's one thing to be grinding every day, but it's another thing when you got your own $400 billion in your pocket every month, right? You talking about what you can do. You talking about what you can do with time off. Because somebody else is not threatening if you don't do all the work, you'll get fired. And then when you have that time off and you can say, what can we do better as workers? What can we do better with our business vision? What can we do better as a family? What can we do better as a community? What can we do better as a people? That sets the stage for your ascension right here. And you can get who you know and value are the spiritual leaders in your community, and you already have that base up under you, right? And you can attain a goal, and then the young people and the teenagers can watch you go through this process. And then they know that's what they're supposed to do. So then you have generational wisdom, right, into the future being established and not hoped for. You're going to hope for universal wisdom, but then you putting love and hope in people who don't have universal vision, and they don't even have your best interest at heart, and they're more interested in exploiting you financially and otherwise than uplifting you. That's not going anywhere. I don't care how much you want to love everybody or love them or love your enemies or whatever. That's going to do nothing but keep you in a situation. And then at that point, you're participating in your own lack of progress. You're hurting the generation that's coming up after you, those you brought here, because you're giving them the wrong example about how to function and what to do, right? This does not work. And a lot of us go too far with this cheek turning. And how long are you going to give somebody another chance, right, when they got their own family, they got their own culture that they dedicated to, right? They're never going to put you first. Was there ever a day as a successful melanated parent that you put another child first other than your own for a day, a week, a month, a year, decades? That is unnatural. So we have to stop expecting other people to do it. So we have to stay universally connected, right? Knowing that this is a place of ignorance and enlightenment, good and bad. Understand what's going on. Get enough clarity to know what's going on. And that way, we can understand better what we need to do, because nobody's going to do our work for us, right? As our knowledge of the truth and clarity ascends in our own situation, we're going to do better. We're going to move through those windows of transition and opportunity, right? We have to do it. But putting love and hope in other people's hands, you know, come on. Martin Luther King had a dream, but, you know, okay, you had the Rodney King thing and, some, you know, some innocent people getting shot down in the streets. And after he had his dream, Jesse was up with hope, down with dope. So he went from dreams, he went to hope. You know, who you putting your dreams and hopes in? You're not putting it in a God in yourself. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is inside of you, right? We got to go to the God himself and make this work, and then let our children see that example so they sustain that level and do even better, right? And Barack Obama later comes out with a book, The Audacity of Hope. We still hoping, but it ain't the collective is not gaining. You know, you got a few who are, but it's the same story where the collective are not gaining. Well, man, on the slave plantation, you hit the house Negroes. If you ever seen the movie Django, the Samuel Jackson character, he wore the nice suits and he would tell the master, hey, master, let's go to the thinking room. Now he's integrated with that master, but to do thinking about what? How to suppress his own people on a plantation? He was the one that put that melanated chick in that isolation thing for a week. He was the one thought of it. He's the one who did it. Was he intelligent? Was he bright? Yeah, very bright. Was it for the benefit of his people? No. Did God or the higher power put him down there to do that? No. No. Right? But his love and his hope was in who? It was in other than himself. It was in a master who had no good, no use for him, except that he could be used to exploit his own. Well, then if this is what's going to happen with your talented 10th, your brightest people, with those who could take one talent and get two, take a high level of clarity where they got five gifts and get 10. But if you're going to do it for those who care nothing about you, then what are you gaining? One of the biggest things you have to gain, and that's going to help you ascend all your life, is the Most High, and the Most High in you always loves you to that highest level. as much or more than your parents. And not for one fraction of 1 second will he ever bail out on you or give up on you. So you have to recognize that that power is always there. That divine help is never created nor destroyed, and it's always there for you. And it is always the best thing for you. And start building and getting stronger. Start taking those windows of opportunity, transition and becoming better. Start ascending right here. You ain't got to wait till you die. That's another problem. You know, well, we're going to get into heaven when we die. You're supposed to have heaven right here if the kingdom of heaven is already inside of you. Who told you you got to die to get there? Right? So if inside of you, you're supposed to be, man, producing that type of stuff now and showing those who come after you the same. But if you don't, you know, the windows of transition and opportunity are going to come. You're going to be unchanged in your thinking, unchanged in your limited level of learning, unchanged in your limited level of clarity, if any. That means you're going to be unprepared. So if you're unprepared because you are unrepented, you're unchanged for the better, you're not going to recognize the opportunities that are right in front of you. And again, I say always, one big one, $400 billion a month that we're giving away. Giving away? That all we had to do is keep? What can we do with $400 billion? If I got one person or a million people, right, and ask them that question, how many different ideas are we going to come up with? When you give people money, they damn sure going to talk about what they can do. They ain't going to talk about loving and hoping and integrating. Man, we can do this. We can do that. We can better this. We can better that. Yeah, we can hire our own police department, you know, get a building and standards and get some ex-police and ask them what to do and how to do better and how to connect with the youth better and the people better. And we could do it ourselves, right? And you put people, you know, in that position, they will come up with it. So instead of having a dream about everybody, have that dream about the Most High and us individually and collectively. Because it's just like raising a family. You have to prosper for yourself and your family. Then if you got a little left over, you can help someone else. That's how it goes. You don't put them in front of you. You don't love your neighbor and not yourself. You know, you love yourself. You got 5 gifts, you get 10. You got 10, you get 20. And you let the age group that you brought here see you do that. That's far more important than loving somebody else being exploited and being that example to those who you bring here. As far as I'm concerned, that's treachery. That's betrayal to those who you bring here. That's betrayal. So again, if you are not universally connected, understanding that the Most High put you here to elevate through your reality, through these situations, and for your offspring to watch you do this, if you don't realize it, you're going to be unrepentant, unchanged, unprepared to advance. And like Einstein, you're going to be living proof of Einstein's theory. You are going to be that idiot doing things, same stuff over and over again, loving and hoping over and over and getting no results or negative results. So again, that was the theme. If you're not universally connected, and universal connection, omniscience, intelligence, ability always grows. It never, never, never stops. There's no reason you should be hoping and loving for the same things all over again that are not being delivered. Not when the Most High is inside of you, the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. So you must stay universally connected and knowing that no matter what's going on around you or who, but you remember who's inside of you and you can elevate through it and elevate above it, right? If you have a choice now, you got a choice. If you don't do it, you're not only hurting yourselves, but you're hurting those who you're an example to. Because all the younger people can do is look up to you. You are their example. They don't understand this place quite like you do. So they're going to look at you, right? A child is always going to have the same mannerisms that their parent does. That's always. Because they know they don't really understand this place. Like children ask a million questions. But they know that mommy and daddy, their teachers, understand this place a lot better than them. So even if they don't understand what you say, they're definitely going to copy what you do. So you must show them universal connection and universal success. And remember that that leads to transition for the better and ascension. You don't have to wait till you die. You do it while you're here and be that example to your offspring. So this is your brother, Reese. Thank you for listening.